Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey, beauties, welcome back. Happy Thursday. I hope you guys have had a wonderful week so far. We are officially in spring now. We just had the equinox take place. So, hey, Kay, how are you? How are you feeling now on the East Coast? Spring is officially here. There's a different energy in the air, and hopefully it's getting sunnier for you.
Yes, it is. It is warming up a bit over here, and I agree. I do feel the shift with now we can officially say it's spring, which is nice. Yes. Knowing we're getting that much closer. I do enjoy all the seasons, of course, but they all have their pros and cons. So I'm enjoying the light and feeling really energized and kind of coming out of my winter hole. I don't know if anybody else may be feeling that way, that just kind of a little more inward, and now I feel a little bit more expansive, which is nice. And we're seeing that in the community too.
Yes, it's the natural rhythm of expansion, going out and then contracting and reflection. And so now we're more in that expansive mode, which is amazing. And I have to say, Kay, that I just very recently hired some amazing gardeners and people to plant these raised vegetable beds. So I'll be posting more and more pictures. It's like feels very something I've wanted to create for a long time. I've had herb gardens, but I'm growing kale now and different lettuces and all kinds of vegetables like snap peas and radishes and bell peppers and two different kinds of tomatoes and all kinds of things. So it just anything now, beauties, that you feel like creating in your life because it's spring. It could be a new hobby. You know, Kay, you and I talked about you getting, you know, back into your artwork. Just this creative, this life is just running through us in such a high degree. So I encourage you guys to, you know, to think about that. And we'll touch on it later on in the show, but to think about it, you know, today, this weekend, like, what do you want to create this spring? Because we are in full creative mode now.
Yes. Oh, all those veggies sound good. I feel like whenever you make things at home and you know there's no pesticides and how they're grown, yes, they really do taste better. So anybody is able to grow your own produce, even if it's something small at home, it definitely is worth a shot. So you might want to check that out this week. Our first question, you know, with people going out more often now, I thought this question may resonate with people. This question's from Sarah, and she goes to Michigan State University. And she writes in as, I'm a college student that enjoys going out with friends for a few drinks on a weekly basis, and I have always been told that I should eat something heavier, like meat, before drinking any alcohol. Do you have any good suggestions for vegan or plant-based that will leave me feeling satiated and but not bloated before going out?
Sarah, this is a very great lifestyle question. I know a lot of people enjoy having cocktails on the weekends. It's, you know, it's just the way it is. And there's nothing bad or good. You know, it's just life, you know, and I certainly had my times of partying, and I know you too have as well, Kay. And, you know, from sometimes I do like to drink sometimes still. I'm not this like perfect angel that never drinks.
Same here.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's fun sometimes. Like it's all part of life. It's okay. You know, I will say though, I do not recommend eating meat before you go out. I think what this person, you know, the advice you're hearing is about the fact that alcohol is absorbed through your stomach, unlike food, which is, you know, largely absorbed through your duodenum and as it gets into the rest of your GI tract and your small intestine, whereas alcohol, you're going to feel the effects very strongly if you go out on an empty stomach. So let's say it's not meat, which would just sit and be this big, heavy lump. It'd be a lot of energy for your body to break. It is a lot of energy for your body to break down meat. And on top of that, if you're giving your body alcohol to process as well, now we're just talking about a lot of energy and a lot of work for your liver, which is your fat burning organ, your detoxifying organ. You're just going to leave your body in a much more depleted state if you combine meat and alcohol. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen sometimes. I know some people go out to restaurants or they're at a barbecue and they're going to eat meat and alcohol, but just know that you know, when you're doing that, you just choose it consciously. It is a heavier combination. So I would say if you are, you know, you're going to go out, it's a fantastic idea to eat plant-based because it's just going to give your body a lighter load. And we can feel satiated with, you know, having a fibrous meal before, which is great because it's going to add some cushion in your stomach. So what you can have, you know, all basically, you know, the beauty, the plant-based beauty detox recipes, quinoa and veggies, let's say a brown rice stir fry, a gluten-free, you know, a wrap, hummus and avocado wrap, or a bunch of lentils, or a lentil soup and a salad. Something, again, all these foods have fiber. You want to probably eat something a little bit more substantial. So not just a salad, but like I'm saying, like some of these healthier legumes, carbs, a wrap again is great, or the lentils, or the, you know, the brown rice and the veggies, the quinoa, the millet and the veggies. These are all great, or even like a veggie burrito if you can get that. I don't know if you eat at the cafeteria, you can have like beans and rice and veggies in a burrito, like something like that would be fantastic to have before you go out. It's going to give you more cushion, but it's not going to be as heavy as eating a bunch of meat before you drink.
Perfect. I'm glad you addressed that kind of myth in the beginning about with meat. And it's, I think it's more about having something in your stomach so that you don't just get intoxicated right away and end up having a bad night. Everything in moderation, as we say. So I think that was awesome to address in today's show notes over on KimberlySnyder.com. I'll go ahead and just list a couple recipes that we already have that would pertain to this question. So if you guys are interested in that, you can check it out over on the site.
Perfect. Perfect.
Great. So this next one, I thought we should talk about. I thought it was interesting. And it's from Shay. And she lives in Denver, Colorado. And she says, I'm 100% vegan. And I take a B12 D3 along with your SBO probiotics. If I'm eating a nutrient-rich plant-based diet, is it really necessary to then also take a multivitamin?
Okay. So Shay, another... I feel like we had a couple beauties in the recent weeks from Denver, Kay, which is awesome.
Yeah, we're getting a lot from Colorado lately.
Sorry. Like, this is so funny. I love how certain states or certain countries sometimes pop up. So Shay, it's fantastic that you're eating a nutrient-rich plant-based diet. You're taking B12, you're taking D3, you're taking the probiotics. Here's the thing, like, this is so individual. It sounds like you're getting such a wide variety. Not everybody needs to necessarily take a multivitamin. You can always do a blood test. I've done them periodically, and I've always been in really healthy levels for most nutrients, all nutrients, because I do vary my diet. The one time I say people should take, you know, a prenatal multivitamin is obviously when they're pregnant, because it's just a really good precaution to take. I don't necessarily think everybody needs to take a multivitamin. If you are taking B12, you know, which is important for vegans, and we've done some really great blogs you guys should check out. It doesn't, not just vegans can be deficient in B12. There's a lot of different cofactors that are important for the absorption of B12. So there's plenty of meat eaters that are also deficient in B12, by the way. But yeah, if you're feeling great, I say, you know, just keep focusing on your diet, which is where we really want to get the bulk of our nutrition anyway. We don't want to rely on taking a bunch of, you know, micronutrients and the minutia of like a million different supplements.
Right.
If you're concerned, you could always do a blood test and check. But I say just keep going with your diet and keep taking the supplements you're taking. And should you ever be pregnant, those are the times I really do recommend, of course, taking a prenatal.
Perfect. Yeah. So many times there's mixed messages and marketing that's pushed. Yeah. And just good to talk about these things because everybody knows how in depth you are in doing the research and just knowing what's out there. So it's good to hear your opinion on that.
And if you're having the Glowing Green smoothie every day, you're getting and you're varying your greens, you're getting such a wide variety of nutrients from the GGS, including, you know, all the just many different minerals and the folate, everything. So just keep on with the diet, having your Glowing Green smoothie, making sure you're getting healthy fats, chia seeds, so on and so forth, everything that we talk about. So yeah, just keep going.
Perfect. All right, beauties, with that, we will let Kimberly take a short break here, and then she'll be back to answer the last two questions.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger. I used to host the Art of Charm podcast, but now it's time for something new. The Jordan Harbinger Show. Did you know you can be entertained and actually get a boost in your life at the same time? On this show, we dig into the superpowers of the world's most interesting thinkers and top talents. Then we deliver them to you right into your ears. But I get it. We're not all superheroes. That's why we give you their blueprint so you can live what you listen. After 1,000 interviews, learning 5 languages, and getting arrested in a country that doesn't even exist anymore, I'm now more ready than ever to introduce you to The Jordan Harbinger Show. Listen free to The Jordan Harbinger Show, available on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app.
Okay, beauties, we're back from our break. 2 more questions we have for you guys.
Great. This one's from Christina, and she lives in Emeryville, California. And she says, what's your take on avocado oil? In my mind, I would think it would be healthier, especially as it's good for cooking at a higher temperature.
Christina, thank you so much for your question. I think it's great when we talk about oils because there's a lot of different oils out there. And I know when you guys go to the grocery store, you may wonder, oh, do I need this oil or should I vary this oil? So on and so forth. So I'll say that avocados in general, let's just say, are a fantastic beauty fat. I really love eating whole avocados because we're getting the fiber, we're getting the water, we're getting all that beautiful fat. That's great for nourishing our skin, our, you know, balancing just our bodies. We need healthy fat. That being said, I do like eating avocados whole. I think you can add some avocado oil in place of olive oil sometimes if you want a little bit on your salads. It's non-essential fats though. They are monounsaturated fats largely in the avocado oil. So if you're going to have an oil, it's better to have First of all, it's better to cook with coconut oil, full stop, because it's going to be much more resistant. It's a medium chain fatty acid. It's a saturated oil. It's much more resistant than avocado oil to cooking. Mm. If you're going to cook, have coconut oil. If you're looking to an oil for adding a healthful benefit, I would say it's better to have an omega-3 based oil. So something that has flax oil, for instance, or hemp oil. I really like the Udo's oils. They're in the refrigerated section, usually in, a health market. And those have a mix of different oils that are full of omega-3 fats. Those are essential. The kind of fats that are in avocado oil are non-essential. So it's something you can add in a little bit of, but if you're going to put your focus, like I said, focus more on omega-3 oil and use coconut oil for cooking.
Perfect. Yeah, there is, like, when you walk down the aisle, sometimes they'll catch your eye. There's like, oh, a new one. Like, what's this oil this week or that? And we hadn't talked about avocado oil. So I just thought it's something you mentioned. I'm sure our beauties have seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't absolutely need it. If you like the flavor, like I said, you can work it in, but it's a non-essential fat.
Okay. So this last question here is from Daniela. And this one I pulled from our Beauty Detox Foods group on Facebook. And her question is, I eat so much fruit every morning. I make a green smoothie, but it's 50% greens, 50% fruit, say 2 big bananas and berries. And then I pour everything into a bowl and garnish it with 2 more bananas. Is that too much fruit?
Mm. So Daniela, thank you so much for your question. I think this is really interesting. And it sort of reminds me of, I think a while back I did a blog. We did some questions, Kay, on the 80-10-10 diet, which is basically a fruit-based diet. And I want to say I'm a big advocate for, as your body gets really healthy and balanced, eating fruit. I definitely do not advocate avoiding fruit, being scared of the natural sugars in it, because I think that it's such a complete nutritional package with fiber and all these nutrients. So first of all, I'll say that I love, love, love fruit. Second of all, I will say that there's an individuality that happens with our bodies and fruit and sugar in general. When we have candida, as both Caitlin and I have experienced, there is a time period where you need to cut fruit out. You need to cut all sugar out. You also need to really focus on rebuilding your gut. I talk about this more in the Beauty Detox Solution, my first book. If you suspect you have candida, if you feel chronically bloated, it's difficult to lose weight. Sometimes you feel spacey. There's lots of different symptoms of candida. I recommend you check the book out. You can read about blossoming beauty across the board. You want to make sure you're taking SBO or SBO probiotics, which are so powerful and helping to rebalance your gut. Once you are balanced, you can handle fruit. And for some people, they feel really good eating more fruit. Now you're having it in the morning, which is great. You're having it on an empty stomach. So I would say, Daniela, if you feel good having that much fruit and you're not getting bloated and you're at a, you know, a weight that you feel good at, you have lots of energy. Some body types do great on fruit. So I'm not going to tell you not to have that fruit if you feel good with it. I will say though, for the smoothie, I am more of an advocate because I think even when you have a lot of fruit, we do need that balance of minerals. So I'm an advocate more of the Glowing Green smoothie recipe, which is more greens and less fruit. So I would say, you know, maybe make that tweak, check out our Glowing Green smoothie recipe, make sure you're getting all those mineral rich greens in. And then you could also have fruit, like you said, on the side besides that. Now, because you're having so much fruit in the morning, it's really important for you not to mix in any fat because there is a relationship between sugar and fat. So right. I wouldn't throw an avocado in there. I wouldn't throw any nuts or seeds. Any bad food combining would not mix well with that amount of fruit and that amount of sugar and fruit that you're having. It would induce bloating and weight gain. But if you're feeling good on that fruit, like I said, just think about adding some greens and, you know, go for it, but just make sure that you're properly food combining and not having anything else for a while since you're having so much fruit. Perfect. And if you're having that much fruit, you're going to be full from that fruit anyway. So it seems like it would.
Yeah, especially bananas. They're definitely more substantial. But yeah, a lot of people have questions about fruit or fears around eating certain food. So I think it's always great for us just to talk about the different
options. Don't be scared of fruit.
Yeah, don't be scared of real food.
Sorry, I'm so excited. I'm coughing. Don't be scared of fruit. We just eat it the right way. Like I said, once your body is balanced. And second, just eating it on an empty stomach or only with greens. Do not eat it with other foods. And yeah, people can do quite well with fruit. I eat a lot of fruit in the summer. Mm-hmm. You know, like I eat bowls of berries, several bananas a day. And my body does very well with it. But again, I'm doing it and I'm not combining it with other foods, which makes a really big difference.
Right, exactly. And if anybody wants that recipe Kimberly's talking about, if you haven't heard of her Glowing Green smoothie, you can go to KimberlySnyder.com/GGS and the recipe will be right there for you. So it's really easily accessible. You could try it out hopefully today.
Perfect. Yes.
And before we send off, Kimberly, as always, we love to end our show with an inspirational thought of the week. So we would love to hear what you have for us today.
Here's the thought, you guys. The more you embrace and surrender to change, the more you will be supported. So what I'm talking about here is this idea of, you know, sometimes we hear in the West this idea of surrender and it just feels like, oh, I'm just laying down like a dead puppy. And that doesn't mean it. What it means is we're not pushing. We're not creating resistance, which creates pain. Resistance is pain because it's like, you know, it's almost like we're gripping something so hard as it's changing. And in that gripping, we're hurting ourselves versus being with the flow. Mm. It doesn't mean that, you know, there isn't effort to adapt and to, you know, just to shift, but it means that we're letting go of resistance. So change is part of life. Change happens all the time. And sometimes as Caitlin and I have talked about, you know, we make very conscious changes in our relationships with our friends or with our personal relationships because we find that it doesn't serve us anymore. Changes come about, you know, we embrace them. We say, you know what, like my energy is different, or, you know, I've grown, this person hasn't grown, or, oh, you know, I've grown out of this house or out of this city, or this job is pulling me this way. And we embrace it. And we realize that with change, there's always tremendous growth. And with tremendous growth comes when we, again, back to this embracing the tremendous growth, comes eventually tremendous peace and joy. Mm. So there's change is kind of like the snake skin that keeps us growing. We shed that snake skin and we keep evolving and going with the flow. And it just, life keeps getting better and better when we don't resist. Sometimes it can be hard, like, oh gosh, I moved into this new place. I don't like it as much as my old place. I have to get new furniture, blah, blah, blah. But then, oh, you know, we let go. We start to open up. We're like, holy crap. Like there's so many cool people in this neighborhood and there's all this new stuff I can walk to. I actually like this better eventually, or this helps me grow, or maybe I'm more isolated over here, but it gives me more time to meditate and read, and I've grown that way. whatever happens to us, it's really the inner state that counts, not the outer state. So all these changes are going to come about in our life. And sometimes when we don't expect it, but the more we open up and embrace it, and we have that really, that Buddhist state of non-resistance, we find that it doesn't even matter what happens on the outside as much, because on the inside, we are joyful, at peace, and we embrace change. And it's a really beautiful way to live.
I love that. Yeah, it's so great to have these little reminders. And as you were talking, I was thinking about things in my life that resonate with this, as I'm sure the other beauties who are listening in, you get these little pings in your head of, oh yeah, oh yeah. And it's just nice to have that reminder that it's okay. And there is so much support even just here in our community. Beauties, Kimberly's on Facebook, we're on Instagram, all these channels, we have the blog.
Yes, and with lots of Facebook Lives, I would say, which is where you guys can see me and I can see your questions coming in. So if you want more like face-to-face connection, I think that's a really great place too.
Exactly. And Kimberly does those weekly, so you can just subscribe to her lives on Facebook, and then you'll get notified on your phone when she goes live, so you don't miss them, and you can also rewatch them later. So that's just some of the offerings we have for you.
Yay.
As always, at the end of the show, I just like to remind you guys, in case you're a new listener and you don't know where to go, head over to KimberlySnyder.com/askKimberly, and that's where you can submit your question, and hopefully we'll air them on an upcoming show.
Amazing, Kay. Well, thank you so much, and thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in. Sending you lots of love. Remember, as Caitlin said, there's tons of support. Have an amazing rest of your day. Take some deep breaths. Look around. You are amazing just as you are, and there's beauty everywhere as we focus on it. So have a great day, great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday, if not sooner, on our other channels. All right, lots of love.